Social media is a new trend in communication that is changing the face of our planet. But what is social media and how could it possibly be defined? Wikipedia, which is one of the largest online free encyclopedia, defines social media as a shift in how people discover, read, and share news, information, and content. It's a fusion of sociology and technology, transforming monologues into dialogues, and is the democratization of information, transforming people from content readers into publishers. Social media has become extremely popular because it allows people to connect in the online world to form relationships for personal, political, and business use, just to mention. However, Universal McCain, US-based media service provider that also does social media research, has released a new report that looks at the state of social media today. Apparently, this trend is showing no sign of slowing down. In fact, it's still growing. From posting photos to writing blogs, the desire to share has become a universal phenomenon. However, the latest report shows that internet users are beginning now to center their digital life around social networks like Facebook, MySpace, and Orkut, or even Twitter, choosing to share their content instead of services with a single focus like Blogger or Flickr. After four surveys of active internet users, a group whose total estimated global audience now 625 million worldwide, Universal McCain found that the usage of social networks is on the rise. For example, 76% of social network users upload photos and 33% upload videos. The new report also found that social networking is not a niche activity. Nearly two-thirds of internet users have spent time managing their online profiles. Also, 96% of active social network users have visited their friends' pages, and these numbers can be taken to the bank. Universal McCain questions 22,729 active internet users in 38 countries between November 2008 and March 2009 to deliver what is the largest global analysis of social media we have seen to date. Interacting with social media remains an important part of the user's internet experience. Several activities that have seen increased growth since last year, most notably those involving social networks. Conversely, the impact of social media in the developing world is far much a reality today. Traditionally, the greatest power that governments have held over their people has been information. The promise that connectivity brings, for instance, to Africa, is that people are now using that abundance of information for oversight of government and more interaction with administrations. To say that the propagation of internet and mobile connectivity in Africa has been disruptive is an understatement. A number of web and mobile applications are undermining the effort of dictators and totalitarian governments, allowing them to be more readily to be held accountable for their actions. Because of the lack of basic infrastructure, getting information from one place to another quickly is often extremely difficult. But a number of active organizations have tackled this problem using mobile devices. Through such social media, many companies are now able to ensure proper product branding, customer interaction, learn about the market, and even find potential customers, as all this would not have been possible, albeit social media.